Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a pop or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Perfect, you're hired. Coming to you from one of our two L.A. homes, the Nerd Melt showroom in the back of Meltdown Comics, and it feels like not only has the air conditioning been fixed, now we're too cold. So I'll try to spend a lot of time discussing John Carpenter's The Thing and The Revenant and other movies that seem very cold. It's Sunday, March 20, 2016. Name tags, anyone? Woo! Oh, terrific. Lots of them. There's an Anaconda. What's your name?
Amanda.
Amanda Conda?
Yes.
I love it. Dr. Nora. What's that? What did that used to be? Dr. No, the James Bond? Very nice, Dr. Nora. Whose faces are those on there? I'm on there.
Me.
You?
Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg.
Michael Sheen
and?
Jeff
Tate. All right. Well, one of those is here today. Me. We got a Christine, where I'm at the wheel of Christine. So that's a fun image. And I assume your name is Christine.
Yep.
And you were in line like an hour ago, and you got front row seats. So congratulations. And what's being John Jonovich? Because that's your actual name, John Jonovich? No? Your actual name is being Jonovich? Now what is it for reals?
John.
Right on, John. Escape from Alcatraz, and I'm like sticking my head through the crack in Alcatraz like, oh boy, I'm gonna escape. Well, there's, oh, Brad Boys too, I like that. What is this over here? Notice the combo numbers on some of your favorite items have changed. So that's more of a public service announcement that if you go to Jack in the Box and you order a number 3, it might now be a number 4. Thanks for that. Well, thank you to everybody for bringing those. Excellent work. Time for Doug plugs. I just recorded a new Dining with Doug and Karen, so that's why I'm moving a little slow right now, because I ate too much. And it should be ready for your ears in the comedy podcast section of iTunes or at Nerdist.com. Nowish. San Jose this Thursday night is a stand-up show, but bring your name tags. And then Saturday afternoon, definitely bring your name tags for Doug Loves Movies, both at the beautiful San Jose Improv. The next L.A. Doug Loves Movies taping is on Wednesday, March 30th at 8 o'clock at the UCB Theater Franklin location. And Doug Loves Movies is coming to Greenville, South Carolina for the first time on Saturday, April 19th. Wait, April 9th, sorry. I used the L in April and thought it said 19. April 9th at the Comedy Zone at 420-ish there in Greenville. First time in Greenville ever, I think. I'm pretty sure. DouglasMovies.com for all my dates, deets, and links. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. The number one movie in the country is Zootopia's Adora. And the number two movie is the Divergent series, Allegiant, Detergent, Redundant. So see, hello, my name is Doris. This has been Watch This, Not That, Root for the Underdog edition. The prize bag is chock full of stuff because in my travels lately, I've been picking up a lot of, I don't want to call it junk. Some of it's quite valuable. In fact, in the top, and then I'll rearrange things when I put everything back in, but the top of the bag is a very nice prize for someone here today. It's a Roku. Yeah, Roku 4. Yeah, 4K Ultra HD. It's in a box. It's very heavy. And it says there's 300,000 movies and TV episodes to choose from when you have Roku. So, yeah, so that's going in the bag, along with some VHS tapes from my vast collection. We've got an episode of Do-Over, which nobody even remembers. It wasn't a bad show. And the episode was called... Investing the Future. So it's about a kid gets to do over part of his life again, so he probably makes some wise investments in that episode. And then Buffy the Vampire Slayer episode called The Zeppo, which I recall is a really good episode. It was really a great episode for Nicholas Brandon and his character Xander. This is just, it's getting weird, the submissions for prize bag shit, because I assume this is why I got this. Somebody sent to my agent, with no note or explanation, a VHS copy of Guar. It's a Guar tape. I guess it's like a concert, or is it? The running time is 66 minutes. And it's called Skullhead Face. So it's going in the bag, because if they'd have left a note saying, Doug, you really need to see this, then I would have purchased a VCR and went to the trouble. We did an At Midnight episode from South by Southwest in Texas a week ago Friday, and it was only on Periscope, but they had these shirts. They had a box of them by the door that say the At Midnight in Texas, and on the back it says staff. So they were probably short a couple of people because that night, because I took a couple of them when nobody was looking. Maybe you could sneak onto the set of At Midnight wearing that. This is a beautiful shirt somebody gave me out there on the road. It says Never Hello on it. Which is, it's like saying always hi. Never, you never want to be hell low. Hella low, you want to be high, so. Yeah, and it's pink tie-dye, so it's really a win-win. How much explaining you have to do when you show up on Casual Friday. Also from Texas, somebody gave me a Texas Go Big or Go Home lighter, and I wrote the guy's Twitter name on the back so I could give him proper credit, A-Ray SSB. So also, if you win the lighter today, please reach out to him and thank him for it. And he deserves it. A koozie that says Houston Normal on it. I'm not familiar with that organization or what they do. Also... a sticker that says Midnight Live from Texas. This is a wonderful Jenga I'm creating here. Wonderful prize Jenga. And then finally, this was just placed on me by a lady in a, as a promotional item in a bar in Texas. It's a Malibu rum headband. But if you wear it this way, it's pretty attractive, and you don't have to promote the word Malibu on your noggin. And I think that's everything, and it all comes in a lovely South by Southwest bag. And we're also gonna have three guests come out here and put some stuff in it as well. Let's give a big warm welcome, you guys, to which side of the page is it on? Oh, there it is. Please welcome Kula Vilaysack, Wayne Fetterman, and Eliza Schlesinger.
Thank you.
Hello.
Not hello. Make sure
let's talk to the ladies first.
Do, of course.
Just hang back for a second.
Of course.
You don't need to Pete Holmes this shit.
What does that mean?
Just laugh really loud.
Yeah, that's what Pete does. Let's say hi to our first time guest on the program, Eliza Schlesinger, everybody.
Thank you. I left my prize in the room. I didn't know we had to bring him out. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Can you you got a handler back there, right?
Brian, will you
can
grab
he
the,
bring it out to you?
The gifts? The gifts for the masses?
Yeah.
I only brought three gifts.
You brought more than one thing? You brought multiple items?
I thought I was told to bring... Everybody brought like a variety of things.
They did.
In the example that was... Okay, whatever. I got it.
Oh, you listened to an episode and heard people giving away everything
yeah.
they own? Because you don't, everybody doesn't have to be Michael Sheen.
Right. I got the gifts here now.
Okay, what do you got?
Oh, you do it?
Okay. Might as well, right?
I have two.
We're already talking about it.
I have two headshots of my dog.
Couple of Blanche photographs.
Yeah. She has her own Instagram. And then I was going to Venmo someone in the audience $25. I downloaded the app just for you guys. It was 50, and then Jacob Seroff was like, it's too much. And I was like, Jews, unite. Okay, so we're going to go less. So you get 25. He said 18. I was
thanks
like,
a lot, 25. Jacob. What are you hanging around when you're not even on the show? Get out of here. Talking down the prize value.
Just a little bit. 50s, because I thought we had to do multiple, because originally it was 100, and then I thought I had to give multiple gifts, and I was like, I can't just give out hundreds. I can, but I'm not going to. 25 for
yeah,
one person.
No, 25
probably
is plenty
you.
Generous. And then, but I don't. When you texted me about it today, you're like, I'm going to give away some money on Venmo.
Yeah.
So that's like just how you give other people money? That's what the site is for?
I never. Someone told me about it the other day. Yeah, it's just to like very quickly. But not. You should tap phones. Remember when you could tap phones and exchange information? Remember bumping? Do you guys remember that?
I remember
that's
that.
What it should be. But you have to like enter in your info. You have to have Venmo for it to work. So really, whoever has Venmo, it's really a prize
oh, okay.
sponsored by Venmo.
So that
there
really
go.
Disqualifies a lot of the people that went to
I've
the trouble
cash.
Of making a name tag.
Yeah.
I guess they could sign up for Venmo because of this.
You do it right now. Just don't, but keep listening. But sign up for Venmo.
I get people who write to me all the time on Twitter. I signed up on Twitter just to say this to you. And then they don't, that's all they say. Like, all right, thank God you reached out.
Thank God they did something.
And you have a program, a new show that I love the premise of it. I haven't seen it yet. Separation Anxiety?
Yes, it's on TBS. It's a game show on TBS every Tuesday. Thank you. Every Tuesday at 10.
But it's a game show where the contestants get, you know, they can win money or whatever, but they also get severely fucked with.
You get severely fucked with. There's two people you bring on. One gets severely fucked with, and the other one knows everything that's going on, and that's where the stress comes in. Because there's $250,000 at stake, and your partner's in another room, and they think they're just playing for $2,500. So they keep playing, and it's like $1,000 increments each time. And they're like, yeah, let's just keep playing. If you get one wrong, the whole thing is ruined. So someone's wife is on the other end, like, we need a new house! And they're like, let's keep playing. It's only $2,500.
Yeah, it's real.
Marriages
it's
end
real
on this
sneaky.
Show. Yeah.
Did anybody like collapse or anything? Any fainting or heart attacks?
Much to my dismay, no. Because you want that. You want them to come out. You want someone to have like at least like a minor coronary something.
Yeah.
People, for the good of it, were into it. The second the doors open, they're like, oh shit, let's get it cracking. You're like, why are you so ready to go? So that's what we get for vetting good people, I guess. It's good.
Well, also, you're going to have to think of a new twist for the second season.
That is a quality problem. Yeah. If enough people see the show that they know the premise, that no one can be on the show, then we probably have the most successful show ever.
But you know, like, what's his name had that radio call-in show for a long time, where Phil Hendry, where he'd play all the characters and right. He would just rile people up because on the radio they're just flipping along and they find it and they're in a truck generally, and then they call in and argue
long
with
haul
these
truck
yeah long and haul. They end up arguing with these characters. So I think especially with the way media has been segment, you know, like it's there's so much niche marketing of everything that I bet you there's plenty of people that will have not seen the show
for sure
and will fall for it.
It's
for
also
like
cable.
Seasons into it. Season, which also will be hilarious in and of itself that there are these dummies that, you know, still haven't caught
on. Haven't seen my show. What we should do is just go to like Iowa and be like, we're just shooting the show here for 6 weeks and just like pick states over there. You guys didn't like that, but it's true. Maybe even go to Canada where
Kevin
it doesn't
Costner's
air.
Kevin cornfield.
Yeah. If you shoot it, they will come. So. Yeah.
It's like a tourist attraction. You can go there and stand around and wait for the ghost of Ray Liotta. Who does not come because Ray Liotta is still with us.
He's still alive, yeah.
But if I've said it before, dead Ray Liotta should definitely haunt that cornfield. Because that would be hilarious.
Didn't Dominic get whacked in a cornfield at the end of Goodfellas?
Well, we're not into spoilers on this show, first of all.
I was trying to show how much I know about two movies.
That's from 1980. We haven't seen it yet. Wait, was it that old ago? Or was it 90?
I think it was the 90s.
Yeah.
90s.
all right. Thank you for bringing that, and I guess you'll have to work it out with your whoever.
Whoever wins, we'll go in the back. We'll sit in my car for a minute. We'll Venmo. Well,
wow, that sounds like an even better prize.
Just
than
it's more personal. So, my carpenter, I'm going to yell at you and then pet your hair.
Yeah.
It's like we're dating.
I love it. Kulav Vlaysak is here, everybody.
Hi. Hello.
Yes.
Hello, Dougie B.
Thank you for coming back.
Oh, I'm excited to be here.
Thank you for being a participant in the version that was in the movie Chronicon. When you were at,
Oh, that's right.
You know you're in my movie, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And you,
Scotty and Beepo?
Yes. Yeah, well, for everybody else, Scott Aukerman and Brian Posehn.
You guys
and,
all knew.
Yeah. And it's super fun to have you guys on and in the movie. And, like, that's the only time one of the few times that we've filmed Douglas movies for anything. It's usually just an audio podcast. And I'm excited to have you back, too, because you've got a show that you, let me make sure I get the credits right. Mm. Co-wrote, co-created, co-starred, and co-directed?
I was the only created.
Only created?
The only created. No co.
No co.
No
but,
co.
But when co's on the others?
Yeah, I'm one of the executive producers. I did direct some. I wrote some, too.
And it's called Bajillion Dollar Properties?
On CISO. Oh,
and
I like that reaction.
And say so.
I love that reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been really exciting. It just debuted just this past Thursday.
Do you think you could watch it on this little item right here?
You
this
guys,
little Roku baby?
Here's the thing. You can.
Yay.
You can watch Bajillion Dollar Properties on Roku. You can watch it on Comcast. Pretty soon it's going to be on Apple TV.
Yay.
Of course you're going to watch the pilot for free right now on Facebook and YouTube. Check it out.
Sell it, girl.
It's like Reno 911 set in the world of Million Dollar Listing. Los Angeles. I'm Kulav Vlaysak.
It's like if Reno 911.
Exclamation point. Sally.
met Sally May and Fannie Mac?
Yes.
No, the real estate a-holes.
That's right.
Yeah. That's what I call them.
That's your version of the show?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty succinct.
Pretty accurate?
It is.
All right. Got lots of funny people in it, many of whom have been on this show.
Yes.
And Excited to check it out.
Thank you.
And what do you have for the prize bag in your lap this whole time? I've been making you just sit there holding it like a baby.
Yes, it's a really, really cheap champagne. California champagne by Cooks.
Oh, Cooks.
Ah, yes,
what
guys.
A great, when it says Cooks on the label, it means you don't care at all.
It weighs as much as a toddler.
Don't sue us, Cooks. It's probably delicious. Now, is anybody here today under 21 in the audience that made a name tag that might be eligible? Because we will hold out on you. You will not get this gigantic... It's so big and so heavy, like this would take down a boat if you christened it.
A magnum of Cooks.
Yeah, I can't even put it on the prize bag because I do not want to risk crushing the Guar VHS. That would be so tragic. And finally, another regular guest on the program, Wayne Fetterman
Thank
is
you,
here.
Guys, take it down, take it down, take it down.
Bring it up for Wayne.
Doug, I do not have a show on TBS or Cisco or whatever it's
CISO,
called.
It's CISO.
I know what it's called. That's my way of doing comedy. I mispronounce things. So I don't have a show. So what am I doing here? Why am I here?
Because coming up very soon here in Los Angeles.
All right.
Is the... How many annual? Fifth annual. Wayne Fetterman International Film Festival.
Not on any, not streaming, it's just there. It's a live event.
Is there any movies from other countries in the festival this year? Because there's been a lot of hashtags that are angry about this.
This year, let me go through the list.
I don't think so. Just tell us what's in store this year. Because each night, each show, because there's more than one show on some days, is a different... comedian.
Each night is two
person
comedians.
From a world of comedy.
Right.
Introducing a movie that inspired them.
Or that they love.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Which, if you love it, that's probably inspirational.
Not always. I like to be specific.
Okay.
But, but I know language is loose. That's fine. It's the one thing we have to communicate. That's all right. It's no big deal. No big deal.
Just go ahead and say, you think Eliza should have went with $15.
I'll do 15.
She can change it at any time.
I don't have to do it at all. That's the beauty of it.
Just be in the car.
I could just say I didn't leave, and by the time it hits your account, you'll be like, what is
it? I thought of a good prize. Somebody could come over to your home and walk Blanche.
I don't want to give that away.
Oh, that's true. You love that.
Why would I want to give that away?
It's your favorite part of the day.
Yeah. It's the only part of the day sometimes. It's a lonely career. So comics just get up and they talk about their favorite movie?
Comics pick.
Or a movie they love.
I just feel like it would be a lot
get
of
it right.
Movie they love. I just feel like it would be a lot of comics saying American Beauty. I feel like that was the one.
Really? Yes. No one.
I don't think
no
that's
one?
Happened.
No one. No. Why would comics love that movie?
Well, it's an artsy thing to say.
Oh, I see. So I got you.
It makes you sound deep because you stare at a bag. Kevin Spacey. I don't want to spoil it.
It is a deep ass movie.
If I'm not mistaken, best picture of 1998.
I don't know.
That was fun.
I have no idea. Name that movie.
You sure?
I don't know, but she could have watched it for the bajillionaire's inspiration because it was about realtors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yeah, Annette Bening's character would fit in great on your show. Peter Gallagher was also
Gallagher
a realtor in that.
Yeah. Great eyebrows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That movie was like, I liked that movie, but I always felt like it was like a very high-end version of Three's Company. Because if you really think about it, it's like, oh, he thinks he's gay, and he's not really.
Oh, okay. You know what I mean? Yeah, I didn't know where you were going with that.
No, everything's a miss. Everyone's a miss.
Yeah, everyone like, doesn't understand
everyone's
each
Mr.
other.
Roper, yeah. Yeah, everyone's yeah. Mr. Roper in that movie. So, anyway, so yeah, so one like.
Let's go through the lineup. Thursday night, opening night.
Is Tig Notaro.
Mm-hmm.
And she's doing Urban Cowboy. Do you know that
Great
film?
Movie.
Yeah.
Interesting that she would find inspiration
Steve
in that.
Steve McQueen.
Steve McQueen?
I can't
John
wait
Travolta.
To hear.
Sorry, I was thinking of Rhinestone Cowboy.
But
sorry.
Steve McQueen's not in Rhinestone Cowboy.
Robert Redford fucks
right,
and right. sucks his way to redemption. Yeah, whoops-a-daisy.
Right.
Whatever. Who cares? John Travolta.
I mean, right, Steve McQueen was an urban cowboy, so to speak.
And, right, of course. Yeah. But he was in his cars.
Yeah. It's the one with Al Pacino. Who's the not Al Pacino? Fucking Dustin Hoffman.
Are you thinking of Cruising?
No.
Midnight Cowboy.
Midnight Cowboy. Okay. Yeah. Okay. None of you knew either. Yeah. So she knew, but she said nothing. She just went like that.
Well,
I don't know if that was for me.
I yell at. We're gonna be playing
Midnight
games.
Cowboy.
We're gonna be playing games later, and so I would yell at them for yelling out answers. So that's why they're so timid.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was.
I
like
really
a,
blow up on people.
Okay. Well, then she wouldn't have heard me say it. It was Midnight Cowboy.
Okay. So the Matt Besser's doing Sergeant Pepper's.
Right, and that horrible movie.
I know, it's. I feel
so
bad.
It's, he's going to have an interesting take on why it was inspirational.
No, his two movies, it was his third choice. I feel
what?
Like he may get an over, he may get a redo.
Really?
He may get a redo, yeah.
You mean because it's selling poorly?
Okay, well, not because of that.
Because if it's you and me and Matt Besser just watching that movie in a room, I'm in.
It's he may get a redo.
But
he may
to make, present it to a whole crowd, because it's the kind of awful where there's no laughs, because it's just awful in a very fluid way. Like, there's not anything specific happening.
Yeah,
that you would laugh at. It's just more like vaguely funny. That like George,
I don't even use the word funny to describe any part of that movie. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I feel bad. Matt is upset with me. It's a long story. Anyway,
like George,
sometimes
George Burns is like, I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in. And it's like, I can't believe this is happening.
Okay, then Zach Galifianakis is doing a movie I've never seen called Blue Ruin.
It's great.
Know movie? Don't know Blue
it's
Ruin.
A great movie. It's very slow burn, that movie.
It is, okay.
Yeah, and I think Zach likes it because the hero of the movie has an ugly beard.
I love that you know that movie. Then, Keegan-Michael Key... yep. Is doing
tough with, name to negotiate.
Yes, with Nail and I, foreign film,
classic,
foreign film, international.
Yeah, some call it Whitnall and I, or you know they pronounce it like they do in the movie.
Oh, okay,
but with Nail works also.
Right.
And yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah. Okay, and then
interesting choice for him.
I know.
Right.
We're gonna find out why.
Yeah.
Rob Corddry, the original Arthur. Do I have to say the original?
I would, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Probably a good thing to say that.
Yeah, the original Arthur. And then Mulaney, The Burbs.
John Mulaney, showing
this
The Burbs.
This is a crazy thing. I've never seen The Burbs.
Oh, you'll love it.
It is?
It's terrific.
Yeah. And then Closing Night.
Rick Dukeman, you knew him.
Yeah, of course.
He's very funny in it.
Yeah. And then Closing Night, Doug Benson does an interruption and always does a classic movie at my festival. Well, we started doing that and has picked Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Yeah. So if you want to see that.
The original. Not the remake.
First of all, there is no remake.
At 4:20 in the
Wonka.
Afternoon.
Oh, Charlie and Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I am. Yeah. I do lose sleep every night though, thinking that I'm going to show up the day of the show and they're going to have the wrong one.
It's so bad.
No. I'll take
it. It would just only be an interruption. I saw the
Charlie.
Because I love Johnny Depp but it was the worst movie.
Right. And then closing it out, never done before, Patton Oswalt doing a double feature.
Oh, Patton's really throwing his weight around.
Yeah.
Let me guess, he's going to show Patton and Oswalt.
That's really good.
If there was a movie called Oswalt, that'd be great.
A TV movie?
I don't know.
I think there might have been. Patton, by the way, Best Picture, 1970.
Oh, the movie Patton.
Yeah, the movie Patton. Yeah. Just throwing it out. Just giving some knowledge. Just passing some knowledge out. I'm going to say...
Wait, what are the two movies? You don't remember?
No, I do.
Okay. Tell me it's Ratatouille and Young Adult.
Because I know.
Both have been remade. You tell them.
Both starring Walter Matthau.
Yep.
But both the originals that were remade.
Yep.
The Bad News Bears and...
Taking
of Pelham 123.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's going to be a fun night.
So if you play your cards right, you can go to CineFamily, and in one day, you could see Wayne Fetterman all day long and Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory plus Bad News Bears and
it's
Taking of Pelham 123.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's an interesting triple bill.
By the way, can we go back to the 1998 What Won Best Picture?
Yeah, we can go back to it. There's no points in play or anything.
Okay, all right. Because for some reason in my head, I feel like it's Shakespeare in Love.
Beat Saving Private Ryan that year?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest mistakes.
And then, in 1999, I think it was American Beauty.
Yeah, that sounds
Am
right.
I wrong about that?
You're right.
I'm right. Why am I getting hissed?
What did American Beauty beat? Because a lot of people think American Beauty is one of those ones that didn't deserve it when you look back. I mean, it's no like, Crash. That one was brutal.
Because of the numbers.
How did you get a microphone?
All right, let's play. That's enough about that. That guy's
voice
wasn't
loud. You could have just stopped it. A lot of people get confused by years.
So here's a bunch of stuff.
Oh, what'd you bring for the bag,
it's
Wayne?
It's nothing good. Nothing good. Just let them be surprised.
Well, it's another bag, so that's helpful.
It's a Bristol Farms bag.
I know.
Nice.
I kind of want that bag back. Can you put it in your... Can you combine those?
Because I can consolidate.
I can save 10 cents every time I go. Yeah, I know. There's some...
If I see something good, I'll mention it.
Yeah, okay. Believe me, there's nothing good. There's nothing good in there.
There it
uh-huh,
is.
Nothing.
Okay. What?
Sheet music for Layla?
Yeah. Sheet music to Layla.
I love that song.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You got me on my knees. What else is in here, Wayne? You're going to say it anyway, right?
No, I'm not.
Why is this so heavy? Satin hands from Mary Kay Cosmetics?
Yeah. Guys, you don't want to know about my life. You don't want to know about my personal life. Oh, that's a good thing.
The original screenplay of A Most Violent Year.
Ooh. I'm telling you, there's nothing.
A gigaband. What does this determine? Like how many miles you walked or something?
No, I think that's for your animal.
What do you mean?
For your gigapet from like 1991?
There's a human wrist in the picture.
Oh, it is. I'm sorry. I thought it goes around the neck of an animal.
There's a dog, too.
Like a mongoose? That's so
there's
small.
There's a dog, too. Pass it down. Maybe see if Blanche would want to wear that.
What is it?
USB interface. That's all it says. Like as if it was written by someone who doesn't speak English. It just says USB interface, no battery required. Gigaband, password security feature. It does, a portion of the purchase will go to animals in need of a gigaband, I guess.
Okay. So it's for animals that are in need and need a US. I guess there's a lot of at-risk animals.
I can read the vision on the, it says our vision, and it has the saddest looking cat.
Yeah.
I know that no one can see
I think it goes
this.
Around a cat's neck.
Our mission is to provide forever homes, which sounds like a coffin, a forever home for animals and eliminate unnecessary euthanasia to support, it doesn't say.
It's about animals.
This just says the Onyx and Breezy Foundation, and then it has this band stretched around a really thick neck of a Labrador.
Thank you.
I don't know what it does. I thought it was like a Live Strong band for your Labradoodle. I don't know what this is.
Anyway, you get that if you win.
And then the bottom, it just has a quote that says, "Remember the joy they bring." Like, it is the weirdest.
Told you, not good gifts.
I'm not good at gift giving.
You get mad at your pets, and you got to take a second to remember the joy. And all right, so that's also going in the bag. And yeah. Here, pass this to Wayne. He gets his bag back.
Thank you, thank you. Bristol Farm.
Fancy shopper.
Doug, there wasn't anything else that was good in that bag?
Not really, no.
Not really.
Where'd you get the Mary Kay
thing? Nothing worth bringing up. It'll be a fun surprise for the winner.
Oh, yeah.
It's a huge bag.
You don't have a trunk show?
Bunch
later?
Of stuff. And then this big bottle. You can just get wasted on this. And then just start digging into it.
Put my gifts with the other gifts.
And then you get...
Life-changing stuff.
Put my gifts with
the other gifts. Oh, yeah, pictures of Blanche.
And you get $75 from Eliza.
Yep. $75. Just see you out back.
Kulop, if you had to choose a movie to introduce, because it inspired you in your comedy and...
And you thought it would play and watch it with people, introduce it...
Coming to America.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm surprised that has not been picked.
That'd be fun to watch with an audience.
Yeah. Great movie.
Yeah, that'd be neat.
Where is Akeem?
What do you...
It was like the first movie my parents took me to, like that we went as a family, and we went twice. So there's just like memories of that.
Yeah, you all had such a good time together.
We no longer speak. So it was a better time now.
Oh,
yeah. Well, because Eddie just started making bad movies and couldn't hold it together for you guys anymore. What about you, Eliza? Do you have a movie that inspires you?
I was always a fan of Mr. Saturday Night, and that too was a family. My parents were divorced, but my dad and I, that was like our movie. And it was sort of foreboding because I didn't know that I was going to be a stand-up comic. And then I watch it now, and I'm like, I get why he's so upset and sad.
What about when
I
he?
I get why this guy is a bummer.
Yeah. What but about when he tanks that audition? What do you think of that scene?
The audition? Oh yeah. Well, he doesn't tank it. He was offered, and this was so indicative of Hollywood. He was offered another part, and then when he gets there, they're like, "We're not going to have you read The Grandfather. We love you. We're going to give it to Walter Matthau." He called because he was alive at the time, and we'll have you read it for someone else. And then he flips out. He's like, "This is my part!" And then he gets angry. And I think everyone that's ever auditioned, when you read for something, then you go out of the room. They're like, "Can you actually read for the handicapped sister?" And you're like, "Fine, I'll just take a beat." And you want to come back in and be like, "I'm not even black. I can't. I'm never gonna book it." And I met Billy Crystal a couple weeks ago, and I lost my shit.
Oh,
crying.
I was there.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, in New York.
And you did nothing to quell my tears. I could not stop.
No, I was really touched. I was really touched.
It was really hard. Yeah. I looked so ugly. That's great.
No, it was beautiful.
It was great.
It was beautiful.
That's the movie I'd pick.
Oh. Do you know that movie?
What?
Mr. You know Saturday that? Night?
Doug, are you here? What's happening? Suddenly you locked up.
I don't
up.
Think there's a Billy Crystal performance I haven't seen. If I dare say
Rabbit
so
test?
Myself. Of course, the Joan Rivers directorial debut.
All of the
and
comedians?
And only. What's that?
All of the comedians, every episode.
Well, if you're going to play that game... I ditched out early on Analyze That. All right, one quick question before we move on to the game portion of the show, starting with Cuckoo. What was the last motion picture that you saw without walking out or turning it off?
I think it was Deadpool. All yeah, right. It was Deadpool.
Yeah, best movie of the year.
Really?
Well, it's early.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, right.
I saw today, I saw 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Where did you see it? At the Arclight?
Cinerama Dio.
That's where I saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was neat.
I hate that screen. That screen is so
You don't
annoying.
Like the bendiness of it?
It's the worst. It's the worst. I enjoyed
that
movie. Did
that's
you see
classic
that?
Style.
I did not see it.
Yeah, it's the less you know about it, the better. I say. Yeah. I think the trailer shows too much, as always.
Uh-huh.
Still pretty engaging movie. Thrills from start to finish. Doesn't end dumb.
Who is she? Who's that Winstead girl? How do I know
she
her?
She is Ramona Flowers from Scott Pilgrim.
Such a good movie.
And she's just been in a ton of things over the years, like Death Proof. And
she's excellent. She's excellent. The whole movie is like through her eyes.
Yeah,
it's
and
so
she
great.
And her eyes are not a bad thing to stare into for a couple hours. Yeah. Like she's great. And very likable, because like you don't know much the characters, you don't know much about them beyond their situation, and yet she's still likable.
Well, she does a whole backstory monologue in the middle of the
eventually,
movie.
Eventually, yeah. But, you know, I mean, but like, you like her from the beginning. You're not like, who's this bitch tied up? she probably deserves it.
Those eyes.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, the less we talk about it, the better.
Yeah.
And what about you, Eliza? Have you seen anything lately?
I think the last movie I saw was, I want to say, The Danish Girl.
The version with Tracy Morgan?
What? Yeah, that one. It was either Danish Girl or Room.
I'm a girl, and I like Danish.
That was the highlight of the Oscars.
Best
Did
part.
Nobody see the movie? I liked it. Oh, no, you know what? I changed my mind. It was Spotlight.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Like me, yeah.
Wait, have you seen Pee-wee yet?
Deadpool.
I have not seen Pee-wee yet. The Pee-wee's Big Holiday.
On Netflix.
And you love it?
It's so fun.
That's great. Yeah, people in the back are clapping. My friend Gabe, I think. I was at South by Southwest, and they were having screenings of it that I couldn't go to, but I wanted to see it with an audience instead of just watching it on Netflix.
Yeah.
But you think it's still pretty fun to just sit there by yourself and watch it?
Yes.
All right, cool.
For sure. You can borrow Scott. That's what I did.
What?
I watched it with Scott.
Oh, he'll just keep watching it?
Yeah.
All right. Can we put that in the prize bag? Watch Big Top Pee-wee, or no, Pee-wee's Big Holiday, excuse me.
With Scott Aukerman.
With Scott Aukerman. That'd be a good prize. Maybe I'll get him on the show and we'll do that.
Yeah, I don't think I can give that away.
Oh, but you think he'd watch it repeatedly?
Yes.
He enjoys it that much. There's hardly a bigger Pee-wee fan
than Scott Aukerman
in the world. Yeah, I mean, he's super into it. And kind of like a lot of us, he was so into it that eventually he got to work with him. And that kind of shit is awesome when that happens.
Coolest.
Yeah, I love it. All right, I already told you what I just saw, 10 Cloverfield Lane, mm-hmm. and we've already said too much about it. John Goodman, Oscar nomination for that, you think? It's pretty good.
I don't know.
It's too early in the year.
For, yeah, I think he was robbed for King Ralph, still.
Don't get me started about the Monuments Men. Or the Flintstones. He was pretty great. Fred Flintstone fit right into
Nathan
the costume.
Lane, the other one?
What?
Was Nathan Lane?
No, Rick Moranis was Barney Rubble.
Was Nathan Lane in
But then they did a second one without those guys, and it was they instead it was
Nathan Lane was in it. I'm pretty sure I'm right.
No, it was it was Lou Diamond Phillips and
realistic version of the
and Sam Elliott. It was really they went wildly different ways with both of the characters. It's an underrated gem. Now it's a part of the show where I say, let the games begin.
Is that from the Hunger Games?
What's that?
Is that from the Hunger Games?
No, that's
I don't know. I've never seen this movie.
In that one, they say, "May the odds be in your favor."
Or ever in your
ever,
favor.
Ever in your favor.
I only know that from the commercial.
Dome outfit time. I mean, I get it. It's dystopian, but the rich people dress real in crazy colors and make their
Candy
hair
land.
Crazy
colors. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But you know, Candy over land. Five movies, it's too much. Too many hairstyles on Tucci.
Stanley.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's the part where we play games.
Let's do it.
And people brought name tags, and each of you has to select the person that you'd like to play for. Just go homemade donuts, the guy yelled out.
Okay, this week. Go ahead.
So people try to bribe you with things like homemade donuts, but just pick from your heart. Just use your heart to decide which one you like the best. And while you guys do that.
I already got mine.
Oh, what?
I pick one.
Go grab it from him, yeah.
Oh, the kiwi.
Yeah. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Hey, y'all. Today's episode is brought to you in part by our friends over at Plated.com. Plated is changing the way we're cooking down at DLM HQ. They sent us a box of fresh ingredients to whip up some Thai chicken burgers and eggplant parm. And guys, this stuff is fresh, fun, and delicious. Plated makes cooking awesome meals at home easy and fun. No meal planning or, this is my favorite part, no shopping. Make the most out of every moment in the kitchen and at the table with Plated. Here's how to get started. Go to plated.com/Doug, D-O-U-G. Right now, you could pause this and go there if you want. for a fantastic offer with your first plated delivery. Choose from exciting recipes that change weekly, designed to fit a wide range of tastes and preferences. Next, you'll get a hand-picked insulated box with fresh produce, antibiotic-free meats, everything you need to cook a delicious dinner delivered straight to your door. And it's all pre-measured, so no food goes to waste. Just follow the step-by-step recipe cards, get ready to be impressed, and impress others. You don't need to be a pro to make amazing dinners. Not home for your delivery? That's most of us, right? Don't worry, everything in your plated box stays fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality dinners right at home in a few simple steps. Hurry over to plated.com/Doug right now and get a free dinner for two with your first delivery. That's right, a free dinner for two with your first plated box. Go to plated.com/Doug for terms and details. That's plated.com/Doug. Back to the show.
We're back. Who are you playing for? Starts with Kulop because she's about to get strangled by a snake.
Let's see here.
It's a motherfucking snake on a motherfucking plane.
It's a snake. What's it say? It's you can't, when you can't breathe, you can't scream. Anaconda.
Amanda Conda.
Amanda Conda. I can't read. It's pretty cool. It's a blow up snake. And that's why I picked it.
You don't have to. You don't have to do a game show announcer style.
Too late.
You sound like Pauly Shore as a game show host.
Quit wheezing the juice, Wayne.
Well, I always go.
What
high,
do you got?
I always go high concept, like something like that. I always like to.
You love a blow up snake or
anything? Like, yeah, yeah. But this is crazy low.
High concept.
This is. This is just called a Doug's life.
And I'm,
it's got your picture
I'm a little bug on there, yeah.
A little bug. I thought,
I really
all
love
right,
that.
Right?
Because Doug's
right,
a little bug.
It's not
bug.
Always about the... I'm sorry if I didn't pick your sign.
But is that a guy least... who made the sign named Doug?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. yeah that's yeah. his
And his
right
picture's
there.
On there, too.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah so
yeah.
It's, we're just hanging out being Doug's.
Is that right? Did I get this?
Hanging out with, what's the, Heimlich? Is that his name? The fucking big bug? I think his name's Heimlich. And he talks like this. I am a German bug. Do not step on me. Right? Did you ever see it?
I don't know. This isn't the one with Woody Allen, is it?
No, that's no. Ants.
I'm not a big animator.
This is Bug's Life. Get your shit together. What kind of grown man doesn't know the difference?
What would they call it?
Between
the,
Dave Foley as Flick and Woody Allen as some ant.
Just the one with Seinfeld, right?
No!
That's B-movie,
that's B-movie you
I don't
fool!
Know movie,
you ignorant fool!
B-movie. There's so many of them.
It's so funny to get hammered about this.
Wait till we get into the games. This is, I'm going easy so far.
I love it.
All right, so who you play for, Eliza?
I have
lots of candy.
I have lots of candy. It's Jack Nicholson. Yeah, it's oddly heavy. Jack Nicholson about Klein Schmidt. Is your name Klein?
Last name Klein.
Okay, that's an unfortunate first name. I didn't want to say anything. Okay. So,
That's it, yeah. Not much else to say.
And she put all this candy around and she put so much effort. Can I say one thing about yours, Kulop?
Yeah, yeah.
I went to film school, which is going to be a horrible thing to reveal to you now, considering how poorly I'm going to do. But I wrote a term paper on Anaconda, and I got a D. I did a compare and contrast, and I forgot the contrast part. It's film school, who gives a shit? Anyway, she got candy on it, so I picked it.
Yeah, I mean, they don't teach movie trivia in film school, so there's nothing to be embarrassed about.
That's right.
Yeah. If I asked you technical questions about movie making, you'd be all over it.
All over that mise-en-scene.
But that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
We're going a totally different way with this.
Okay.
But you guys can put your name tags down if you like. You don't have to
nope!
hold on to it. Kulop likes to make hers look like it's really ready to lash out at somebody. It's just winding up, ready to go. So don't bite it. Don't do it. Don't bite anybody. Is that what snakes do? Bite? This first game we're going to play today is called Doug Loves Musicals.
Yes. Ooh. Somebody was happy about that.
Some people get happy about it.
Somebody went like, whoa, that's...
Yeah, many don't care one way or the other.
Yeah.
Some are against it. But I do love musicals, and the idea of this game is I'm just going to list off the songs from the soundtrack of a motion picture musical.
Love it.
From the history of cinema. And
everyone, you jump
just
in?
Just yell out movie titles that you think might be correct. Okay. Until somebody nails it.
Oh, okay.
Which oftentimes happens at the last song because it's generally a song.
The popular one.
That's also the name of the movie.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to say Grease early on.
Right.
When the movie's Grease.
Can I just start yelling out?
Or even Grease Lightning, because those are both big giveaways. What's right, that, Wayne?
Nothing. I was just going to say, can I just start
yelling
out?
Can you pre-guess?
Just start pre-guessing.
Just go ahead. Give me your best pre-guess, a musical that I'm about to name all the songs
from. Chicago.
Oh, shit. How did you do that? How did you come up with a movie that has music in it?
All right.
Any other pre-guesses?
Next game.
Who else wants to pre-guess?
The Hunt for Red October, the musical.
I would love that.
They're all musicals. Okay, got it.
It's Fiddler on the Roof meets Das Boot. Kulop?
Mamma Mia!
Oh, that's a terrific guess, because I have pulled that one. I think I probably had like three male guests who just sat there dumbfounded. They can't be like Scott or Jonah Ray, you know, because they like ABBA. They recognize the ABBA songs. All right. What movie musical has all these songs in it?
Okay. Go slow.
Oh, it doesn't matter what speed I go.
It's a Doug's Life.
You're going to be in trouble either way. Yeah, there's no songs in Bug's Life that I recall.
All right.
Or maybe there's one or two. It's Meant to Be is the name of a song in this movie. It's Meant to Be. Or another great classic song from this movie, Anytime. Or how about this one? This one might help you. Wish Upon a Star.
Oh, Pinocchio.
No. That's when you wish upon a star,
idiot.
It's
not idiot. Fantasia, is it?
No.
Yeah, I thought that was funny. Too harsh?
Fantasia?
Fantasia, no. Forever Part of Me. That kind of sounds like the song from Toy Story, but that's not it.
That's a part of my world is from them. Yeah, okay.
Frozen?
Nope.
The kids like it.
I Won't Stand in Line is a song from this movie.
Oh, Les Mis, because they're all poor and you got a bread line.
Yeah. I got a bread line.
Is that not? I'm not gonna wait
for
this bread.
I won't stand in line
for a loaf of bread. All right. With Jean Valjean.
That's why Jean Valjean.
Classic Jean Valjean.
It's the only musical I can think of.
Wait with me.
Here in line.
Okay, let's not confuse this because the next song is called Madness. Madness. And then another song. The naming of these songs is very poor because there's also a song called Timeless. Madness and Timeless. Vacation is another song in this movie.
What?
There's a song called Sugar.
Wait. Sugar.
No, but that's not a terrible
guess.
That
was my guess.
I would have saved that for last.
I thought that might have been the last.
But that movie's more about dancing.
It's not Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
I don't know.
No.
Sugar?
Sugar.
The movie Sugar.
Sugar.
Yeah.
Sugar.
No, it's not Willy Wonka. Wayne, finish the... there's three words in parentheses in this song.
Yeah.
And you can finish it.
Okay.
That's the way...
I like it.
Yeah. That's amazing reading of that, too. You should get out, bust out your ukulele and do a cover where you just get going, I like it. That's the way. Uh-huh.
The interrogative version.
But yeah, so a cover of that classic song from Casey and the Sunshine Band is in the movie. Also,
what?
Vacation is a cover of the Go-Go's.
Is it animated?
No, it's not animated. I shouldn't have told you that. How'd you trick me? The next song, also has parentheses. It's called The Bounce, and then in parentheses, it says The Love, and love is spelled L-U-V.
Is it Roll Bounce? Was Roll Bounce a musical?
It's not Roll Bounce.
Okay, that's no one else was guessing. So
the next song, there's a lot more to go. There's a lot of songs in this movie. I don't know how they did it.
Was Kelly Clarkson and Justin Guarini in it?
Maybe, I don't know.
From Kelly to Justin! Justin and Kelly!
What? What's happening? There's a song called Brandon's Rap. Another song called Brighter Star.
High School the Musical.
And then there's a song called From Me to You. And it's the movie's from 2003.
Uh-huh.
Bring It On.
And it, of course, starred
Drumline.
Justin Guarini.
Drumline.
And
Justin
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, that's
from Justin and Kelly. Isn't
that's
called?
It. That's it. From Justin to Kelly.
She said it before.
I did say it before, but I only said it. Oh, okay. Can we share the point? Because
nah,
she.
Nah, it's you on.
No.
I couldn't remember.
Trying to share your points. That's what broke up Justin and Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That a lot of film school students study that movie. So that's.
Yeah, I wrote my senior thesis on Fallen Idols.
But that was the tricky part. Is remembering that it's called From Justin to Kelly.
Oh no, that was not the tricky part for me.
Knew it. It's relative.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that was well done.
Did they fuck in that movie?
Nah, they probably just scissored
Did
or something
they kid?
Simple.
Like that.
They're very innocent in it. They think bouncing up and down is like making love, so that's why there's a song called The Bounce, The Love.
I like it.
Like 10 minutes into the movie, Kelly Clarkson's like, vacation, gotta get away now. Or whatever the other goes.
Can we do another one of those?
Had to get away.
Do you have another one of those? Song. That's so fun. Do again.
Oh, there's another one.
Do another one.
We gotta do more.
Again.
Well, none of the other ones are covers, really. They're all just original, great songs.
Well, we'll just do it.
It's meant to be. How would that go?
It's meant to be for you and me.
She really took that one on.
That's bravery.
Total champ, yeah.
Locked eyes and just went for it.
So you get to go first in this next game, Eliza. It's called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway?
Okay.
I like these games.
This is a game where you get quizzed individually. Well, I'll come to you when it's your turn. We'll start with Eliza, and I'm going to say a tagline from a motion picture.
Okay.
It's usually the clever phrase written on the poster, and you just tell me what movie it's from. And, you know, no big penalty if you don't get it right.
If I get it wrong.
Then Wayne has a chance.
So I get one shot.
Yeah. You're like,
like an
Eminem.
Oh! sorry. 8 Mile. I'm sorry, I'm in a weird
glad
mood.
There's no vomit.
Oh, that'd be
shirt.
A fun one to do all the songs from 8 Mile.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, get the widest
the
panel
one.
I can find.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Just a bunch of wiggers up here.
Yeah.
Can't
it's
be
like
going too hard, right, Doug?
Okay.
The show is called Diversity Loves Movies. All right. This is just for Eliza. What movie had the catchphrase or the slogan, tagline, "Are you man enough to say it?" Are you man enough to say it? I assume if they had more room on the poster,
so
it would continue
it
and not spray it.
Is that really what it would be?
No.
Are you man enough to say it? So it's like something that like, would you like tap out? Like guys, that you're man enough to say it. If you're man enough to, is it, but is it being funny? Is it like a Will Ferrell thing? Like it's something totally dorky. Oh fuck, I got nothing. Are you man enough to say it?
Come on, film school. Use all that knowledge.
Uh-huh. Are you man enough to say it? This is worse than forgetting your jokes on stage. Because I have nothing. Like, there's no punchline.
That's okay.
Are you man? I just make
a
guess.
You don't have to make a guess.
Okay.
But you can if you want.
Sorry, Klein.
Like, American Beauty would probably be accurate.
Are you man enough to say it? Hold on. Is there a time limit?
Yeah.
All right.
Say something nowish. And it's no big deal if you don't get it.
Okay, I don't
just for fun.
Reno
really.
911.
Reno 911, Miami.
Reno 911. I got. I don't know.
All right, no. Wayne?
I don't know either, but I'm going to just guess
sure.
the name of a
That's
movie.
That's how it works. You could win if you guess
love
right.
I you.
Oh, fuck, I know it!
All right, Wayne's out.
Oh, my God!
So, cool
you
up.
You still have a chance. You still have a chance.
I still have a chance?
What's no, chance. Cool up is gets to say
All right.
what it's called.
Is it Mel Gibson's What Women Want?
No! I got it!
That's so hilarious because it's a movie you're in called I Love You, Man.
I'm not gonna chance.
Man, oh, it's the bromance.
God damn it.
That hurts. That was phenomenal.
That just went exactly how I would want it to. If I could plan it.
So I got all of it except for the man part.
Yeah, that was a great guess.
Okay.
You could have thrown a PS at the front if you
so
wanted.
So we each only get one. It doesn't come back because I knew it was I Love
it
You,
It won't
man.
Come back to you, but it will move on. Yeah.
But it will haunt me forever.
No, but that was hilarious.
Was there a movie called I Love You, Alice B. Toklas?
Toklas, yeah.
Is that a movie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, keep going.
That's what he came
I don't know why
for.
That's in my...
Happy to verify. All right, here's the next one. We'll start with you again, Eliza.
No. I do all the, yeah.
You can do it. You can do it.
You can do it.
Yeah. What movie had the tagline, they grow up so fast? They grow up so fast.
He's gonna talk it out.
It'd be something where something grows up quickly.
I know. It's like
or
How to Train Your Dragon or something.
Great guess, Wayne.
How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Full title.
The Heretic. How to Train Your Dragon 2, The Heretic.
The Heretic.
Is that right?
The Purging of the Heretic. That's probably it.
I don't know if that's right.
I think Doug wrote it down wrong.
I do write stuff down wrong sometimes, but Kulop, do you have a guess?
Do I have a guess?
Mm-hmm.
Do I possess a guess?
Think about movies you're in.
Got any,
oh, shit.
Got any guesses on you?
Welcome to me. Curly Sue? I don't have anything.
Curly Sue's a great guess.
Curly Sue.
But no, it's a movie that Wayne Fetterman is in called Step Brothers.
Yeah. Oh. Thank you. Yeah, really?
Wayne is great as the blind neighbor.
It's a great movie.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing that up. No, bro, I mean, I like being in that movie.
Back to you, Eliza.
Eliza, think of a movie you're in because...
Well, that like narrows it down to one, so okay. Hopefully that's the theme here.
This is an interesting tagline. Alice is going to be on TV whether you like it or not. Yeah, what is right? Alice B. Toklas is going to be on TV whether you like it or not. Eliza?
Is it...
No. Wayne?
That's
how
joy?
Little, that's how little faith I have in your guess.
Is
no, that
one?
Is a good guess, but no.
Okay, cool.
Her name was Joy.
I know, but I didn't know if that was her screen name.
Alice is going to lose it when she finds out about Joy.
I got it. It's the Brady Bunch movie.
No. But a terrific guess, because it's got
the
a character named Alice in it.
Terrible guess.
But Kulop knows what it is.
Welcome to me.
Featuring Kulop Vilaysack.
Okay.
Putting it together, figuring it out. Oh. All right, you guys still have a chance to catch up. We'll start with Eliza. Because she loves it.
I love it.
She loves going first.
I love it. I'm ready to begin.
Imagine having to win over the girl of your dreams every frigging day.
Oh, 50 First Dates!
That's correct!
Yeah!
wanted
51st Date starring Wayne Fetterman.
Yeah, I know him in that, but
a blind Wayne Fetterman.
Blind neighbor. But first of all, that is literally the description of the movie.
Yeah.
That is
they went a little on the nose with that one.
I got it.
Imagine.
I mean, at least they didn't name names.
The other one had Alice right there in it, you know, so if you know that movie, it's pretty...
Damn it.
Well, we'll start with you this time, Wayne.
Okay.
Both of the ladies are on the board.
This
is your chance to tie it up. Okay. Also, it doesn't matter.
Can I pre-guess a movie that I'm in? No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead and recognize it if it's a movie you're in, and then answer.
Okay. Just do it.
You don't have to guess.
Just do it.
From the Academy Award-winning writer of Juno.
I know this answer.
Okay. That's pretty simple.
No one's going to know it but me.
So that's Diablo Cody.
Mm-hmm.
Diablo Cody. Didn't she just write something this year? Yeah, I think I got it.
Okay.
I think I got it.
Give it to us.
Is it The Hateful Eight?
Finally, Tarantino lets someone else do the writing.
It's got a feminist slant to it.
It really does, the way they hit her in the face constantly.
Watch her hang.
I really liked it.
The Hateful Eight is just eight women at brunch, just talking shit. Yeah. About someone named Stacey. It's okay. It's a good movie.
So we move to Cool Op. Do you know what the movie is from the Academy Award winning writer of Juno?
Mm-hmm. I don't know it.
You know it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Can I block her? I probably can't.
Just keep saying.
She wrote the Charlize Theron thing.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the
Patton
thing.
It's not that.
Yeah.
She wrote the vampire thing with Megan Fox.
You didn't give me any clues.
It's not that.
I don't know.
All right, do you officially give up?
I give up.
Eliza?
It's the only movie I've ever been in, and it's called Paradise.
That's correct.
Yeah. Well done. Well done.
Paradise.
It was called Lamb of God, and they changed
Paradise,
it to Paradise.
Yeah, with Julianne Hough.
Russell Brand.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And we had a scene together that they cut that I found out at the premiere, so that was a fun red carpet.
That's...
You've been cut. Talk to EW.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was great.
But you are in it, though, right?
I am in it.
Yeah.
I have a red wig.
People just don't know about it. It wasn't well received, but I watched it. I got through it.
You're the one.
Yeah, that's as far as I'm going
to
go.
It's a privilege to work with Brooke.
Leave
it there.
I do, yeah. I mean, I think some talented people were involved for sure.
Mm-hmm. Octavia Spencer.
Eight things to say at a premiere.
And I love anything that takes place in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Place in Vegas.
Yeah.
We actually shot it in New Orleans. I'm just saying.
For reals?
I have like nothing to add to the conversation.
So the casino is Harrah's in New Orleans?
Yeah.
Nice. I know my venues, gambling venues. All right, we're gonna play one more game,
yeah.
And this is where the marbles. This is somebody.
Where the marbles
this
live.
This is where the marbles fall where they may.
Okay. Not
the expression.
For all the marbles.
No, marbles could go in any direction.
Yes, it's gonna rain marbles.
I can't guarantee one person's gonna get all the marbles. But there will just be one winner at the end of this game because it's called Last Man Stanton. Taken the world by storm. People play it over dinner with their loved ones. It's a good family game because you don't have to swear unless you really want to.
Right.
This, of course, is the game where someone in the audience is going to tell me an actor or actress that they think would be a good subject for us to play this game with. I like to play along just to show off. And or fail miserably, but either way, if I do win, whoever comes in second is our official winner, and you also get one lifeline, and your lifeline is the person you're playing for in the audience. So Amanda,
Doug. Okay,
for Cool Op and
Doug
Doug for Wayne, of course. None. Can't believe I almost forgot that. And Klein.
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 Yeah.
Klein.
Klein Schmidt.
Klein Doug. Schmidt. Even more inviting of a name. It sounds like a genetic mutation.
Hello, my name is Douglas Klein Schmidt.
And is that all I need to say to explain it? I think so. People on Twitter always reach out to me because they want to suggest a name because it has to be a name that I don't know about. And there's someone in the crowd today that goes by the Twitter name Yellow Kitchener. Is Yellow Kitchener here?
It's Amanda.
And it is Amanda. That is always so weird. It's happened more than it hasn't happened that somebody in the audience has a name tag that's on stage and they get to pick the name for... Yeah, it's the most caring fans. It just the karma just rolls your way. And so you get to pick, and she's your lifeline. So she's going to pick somebody she's pretty knowledgeable on, I assume.
Steve Martini. Okay.
Yeah.
I have a question. Can I ask a question?
You always like to. I may be unresponsive.
Does it have to be feature films? Could it be a short film?
Feature films, please.
Wait, okay. I don't know the segment. I'm sorry.
We're just gonna,
that's all right.
Go ahead. Explain it.
You get to go first, Steven.
Oh, great.
Because you won that last game.
I did.
And then it'll come to me, then Cool Up, then Wayne, and you just need to name any Steve Martin movie.
Oh,
and
okay.
The idea is when you run out, you're out. But
got it.
But you also get one lifeline at any point that you want to use it.
Got
and,
it.
You know, we obviously can't repeat titles, and you can't make up titles. But everyone in this room, I think, is pretty on board with the work of Steve Martin, so we will catch you if you try to cheat.
Okay.
Go ahead. Name any Steve Martin motion picture.
Obviously, I'm going to say The Jerk.
Obviously.
That's the one I knew.
Why
that's
would
the
anything
one I knew.
Else? I know, it sucks when the one that you've got ready to go gets taken.
Pennies from Heaven.
But what can you do? It's my turn.
Oh.
So I'm going to say Pennies from Heaven. Kulop.
Shop Girl.
Yeah, Shop Girl.
Shop Girl?
Shop Girl. Yeah, with Jason Schwartzman and
Claire Danes.
Okay, okay. I'm going to go Little Shop of Horrors.
Okay.
Also Shop.
Yeah, keep the shopping going.
I'm going to go Three Amigos.
Shop till you drop.
Shit.
That's a good one. I like that. I'm going to go with It's Complicated.
Oh, he was a love interest.
Oh, yeah, he was the architect.
He's the one that made it so fucking complicated.
Yes.
That and the design of her kitchen. It's also very complex.
She wanted an open floor plan.
Yeah.
I'm already going to have to use my lifeline.
No way. For Steve Martin?
I can't think right now.
I know, it's hard in these circumstances. Like
under these
usually
lights.
When you're trying to think, you're not holding a snake. I hope. All right, but you can go to your lifeline, because then also some other things we say might jar other titles, because we might accidentally say, for instance, a movie that has sequels.
Oh.
And then you could just jump right in on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Amanda, sorry.
She's going with L.A. Story. Yeah, that's a good one.
Father of the Bride.
Yep, there you go.
Right, that's good. That's really
now,
good.
If it's called The Father of the Bride, do I...
I think that's just called Father of the Bride, and even if you got that wrong,
okay.
I would let it slide at
thank
this
you.
Point in the game, but do try to get your shit together.
I know many
moving forward.
Steve Martin movies, but I do think there's a Father of the Bride, too.
There sure is, but...
So I'm going to save it up.
This is a troublesome area you're in here, Eliza, because we need the exact title.
Can I change it,
so if you could change it to something else.
Okay, Roxanne.
Yes.
Oh, shit!
God damn it!
I think it's Father of the Bride 2, Bloodbath at the Church.
No.
Everybody dies.
It's. I don't even want to say what I think it's called,
okay.
But I know it's not just called Father of the Bride 2.
Suck it harder.
So yeah. So I'm gonna go in a different direction. And someone else can pick up that other one if they dare. And I'm gonna say the Pink Panther.
Oh shit!
Oh, another one.
Fuck.
It's the one, and they're awful and shit.
They're awful and shit.
They're like with Michael Caine. Oh no, Amanda, I'm so sorry. I went to Bruce Springsteen last night, and I'm still not over it. It's 4 hours of goodness. I just woke up.
Well,
I can't
think of it. Well, if we have time, we can play around with Bruce Springsteen.
Damn it. Damn it.
Has he ever been in a movie? He's in Wayne's World 2 High Fidelity.
Even with this bought time, nothing.
Yeah, I bought you some sweet time.
I know, and he's been in so many. Wow, yeah. Shit.
It's
Night of the Roxbury.
It's weird how blanked out you can get on this.
I'm blanking out. Yeah. I don't got it.
All right.
Sorry, Amanda.
That's okay. Go ahead and deflate the snake.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus, she bit the
bit
head,
its
off.
Head off.
She's biting the head off.
Does Kulop get to keep the snake or do you want it back?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, you get to keep it.
Well, now that all my DNA's on it, yeah.
It's yours to keep. Wayne?
I'm going to go with... God, I can't think of that Mamet movie. It is so annoying.
Oh, you mean the da 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 da?
Yeah, that one. That one. That Mamet movie is so good. He's so good in that movie.
Do you want to go to your lifeline?
No.
Extend your life a little
bit? I'm going to try. I'm going to get this wrong.
No, don't.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, because the lifeline.
All right, I'll try Doug. Go ahead.
Doug, what do you got?
Cheaper by the dozen.
Cheaper by the dozen.
All right.
You want that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got it.
That's not the Mamet one I was thinking of.
All right, so Eliza, do you got another one?
Because I did not go to the Bruce Springsteen concert. Instead, I got some nice sleep on a flight from Pittsburgh to L.A. That's what I did last night / this morning.
Uh-huh.
So I think the answer is Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
That's correct.
But I didn't have it. I was trying to pull it.
How many different things did you have to... get across country?
Oh, God.
Were you in planes, trains, and automobiles?
Okay. All right. All right, Dougie B. Okay.
All right now.
Okay, I see what you did. That's real good.
Good. It was just a plane.
All the way to your house?
Yeah,
you had automobiles.
The remake is drones, Amtraks, and Ubers. So okay. That's what we're doing. All the way to my house.
Wayne.
I'm going to go something. I don't know if this is right, but it's something like The Man Who Wore Plaid.
Oh.
Is that a movie? Is that close to a movie? There's no movie with plaid.
I'll give you some time to think about what you've done.
I'm not even thinking about the...
Oh, man, terrible. there's so many obvious ones on the table.
Well, I know there's the one with Lily Tomlin where they switch bodies.
Oh, yeah.
I know there's a fucking stupid Mamet movie. Sorry that I swore.
Have you not used your lifeline yet, Eliza?
Yeah, have you?
I have not.
She has not. So that's what you're up against. She's still
like
got a lifeline.
I feel like I won. I feel like I won that.
So anything, Wayne?
No, that was my guess. That was the wrong guess.
Really?
The man.
I asked you, I said you could take it back.
No.
All right.
No, he's good with the plaid one.
All right, so Wayne's out. Yeah. So Eliza, what do you got?
Well, I have a lifeline.
Yeah. By all means.
Don't you fuck me on this, Klein Schmidt. I already said I won. I don't know these people. I'm new to this.
What? I think it's Cheaper by the Dozen
2,
but I don't know.
I don't know the fucking subtitle.
There might not be one.
Hold on. Can I confer with my witness?
I think you just did.
Hold on. No, wait, because she's stupid. Wait. What's the one with Queen Latifah? Oh! You know it?
You're not going to go with the one she suggested?
Fine. Well, we have to now.
Yeah.
Cheaper by the Dozen 2.
Correct.
Yay!
Sorry, Doug. Sorry.
What's the Queen Latifah one?
Wait. We're still playing.
Oh, sorry.
Because I get to go next.
Yeah, but...
What?
But, okay.
What happened?
But doesn't she, no matter what, win?
She'll because... be the winner, sure. Oh, but right, I want right. to, I got to take her down.
All right, all right. I see, I see, sorry.
It is your show.
My bad, my bad.
Yeah, I got to say bringing down the house.
That's it, that's it.
What's the one with
oh,
any...
I have one
wait,
now.
Wait, wait, wait.
But I have one. What? So does it go back and
yeah,
forth?
Yeah, it's your turn again.
Okay. What about My Blue Heaven?
Yeah.
Oh, shit!
This is exciting.
Battle is on.
Well, the Lily Tom one's called All of Me.
Fuck! Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I got to take the ones that are out there yeah. for the taken. Any more?
I have a Steve Martin box set sitting on my counter at home, and I never looked at it. It was a gift.
What was his second movie after The Jerk? Nobody but Eliza, please.
It wasn't Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, which I already said. I don't know, man.
Or the third one.
It wasn't like Born.
No. What was it? It was in there. Pennies from Heaven was in the mix, but I'm just talking like his next comedies. He made two more after The Jerk.
Barbarella? Is that, am I, where's that word coming from? Okay. I don't know. And you'll say it, and I'll be like, oh, I knew that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I concede.
Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid.
What did I say?
You said something about plaid.
Men wearing plaid or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, there's a guy in plaid.
Don't wear plaid.
Something about plaid starring Cameron Diaz.
And then I might not get the... Yeah, that's the black and white one. And I might not be getting the order right, but then early on was The Man with Two Brains.
That's okay, so I confused
Yeah.
Those.
And then he was also had a kind of a dramatic turn in Grand Canyon.
Uh-huh.
And the Mammoth movie you're trying to think of is The Spanish Prisoner.
Yeah.
Are you doing this in order?
Huh? No.
Oh, okay, because that's insane.
No, I'm just going through real quickly and naming ones we missed.
Yeah.
What about,
the audience is going to tell us a lot more.
I was dead in the water.
Because there's tons more.
Yeah, what's the one with him and Eddie Murphy?
Bowfinger.
Bowfinger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good call.
Pulling Boomerang. I was like, wrong,
Boomerang
Eddie.
Finger. But also, anybody could have said Pink Panther 2 at any point.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
I would like the hamburger.
That's all I remember.
I'm sorry, Amanda.
Mixed Nuts.
What?
Yeah, Mixed Nuts with, it was a Nora Ephron movie, and Adam Sandler and a bunch of funny people in there, but...
Oh, wait, what's the one
no
where he's...
good.
Wait, the one with, give me 1 second.
Okay.
Is it with Zach, where he's like a bird? They watch birds?
Oh.
What was Birdman.
Wasn't Zach.
No, who was the comedian in that?
Jack Black
and Owen Wilson in...
Yeah, it was like, Birdman. What's it called?
Birdman.
No, it's not called Birdman. It's not called Birdman, but...
That'd be funny to take that movie and add the Birdman soundtrack to it. So they're watching birds and there's constant jazz drumming going on.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I can't even think of what that's called.
The Big Year.
The Big Year.
Ooh.
Thank you. That was a movie.
The Big Year. The Big Year for birds. All right, what else did we miss? Parenthood. Classic. Baby Mama. It's very funny in that. The Lonely Guy.
The Muppet Movie?
Muppet Movie. Yeah, Muppet Movie. He opens up a bottle and says, would you like to smell the cap?
What was the rest of Father of the Bride Part 2? What was the...
It was Part 2. You got to say Part 2. Father of the Bride Part 2.
Didn't I say that?
No, you said Father of the Bride 2. I know. I know.
Like,
it's vicious.
Part isn't inferred. As if there's a second father that they're thinking of.
But you still won the whole game.
I won it.
First time on the show.
Thank you.
Killed
cleaning
it. Up.
Killed it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Give me your name tag there, Wayne. Does it have a shithead on
sure
the back?
Sure does.
Goody. Nice.
There you go.
And, Kleinschmidt, do you want to come collect your bag of prizes? I kept the Layla sheet music out because I don't want to get it all mangled. And but there's the bag, and there's your big bottle. You 21?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. Oh, yeah, so very much.
I have to Venmo you the money.
Amanda, I mean, Kleinschmidt, was this your shithead?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because I'm not going to say it, because you won. Congratulations.
I can sign that headshot if you want of the dog. It'll make it go up in value like a dollar. So, if you want that.
Comes off the money she sends you.
Yeah. Yeah, so think about your fiscal choices before we get silly. Yeah. What do you want?
Does anybody have any good ideas for hashtags for this episode? I'd like to throw a hashtag in when I'm tweeting about
I'm
people.
I'm
going to
say the heretic.
The heretic?
Heretic.
What was it part two of, though? Was it Father of the Bride, the heretic?
How to Train Your Dragon.
How to Train Your Dragon 2, the heretic.
Part two, the heretic. That's funny. The heretic.
That's a long one.
Yeah, I'll make it work. All right, anybody got any other ideas? Good hashtags?
Anything we said tonight.
Yeah.
I like it.
With a question mark. Oh, you can't put a question mark in.
I like it. I like it.
Separation Anxiety is the show on TBS, co-hosted by Eliza Schlesinger. What night and what time?
Tuesdays at 10.
There you go.
Across the board, 10.
Tuesdays at 10.
The math is not necessary.
And then what else you got coming up? Some live dates?
When will your podcast come out?
In a little while.
Like today?
By tomorrow-ish.
Okay, I'm recording my comedy special at the Vic Theater in Chicago on April 23rd. So if you live there, come
or just
see
fly
that special.
There if you're stalkery.
Yeah, or be a stalker.
Yeah.
And you can catch me on Twitter at ILIZA, and that's where everything is for me.
Yeah, you snag. Did you start on Twitter the first day?
Nobody spells their name in that annoying way. So no one has an I.
But that's whenever somebody's got a nice short one, I'm jealous of my friend Peanut.
Yeah.
Just PNUT. Bam!
Oh, I got it. Yeah. Done.
One letter short of Eliza.
Right. I don't know how
yours
I got
is
it.
So long. Compared to Peanut.
It's a lot to
what's work yours, Wayne? It's just Fetterman? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty sweet steel, too.
Yeah.
Kulop?
Surprise,
just,
surprise.
Just Kulop?
At Kulop.
I love that. You're all just one name. You got in there. You got it. It's yours.
Yeah.
Snagged it.
I couldn't get it on Instagram, though.
No, I
didn't either.
Would you, would you
I just have
to?
Eliza S.
Bump to.
I am Kulop.
No. What?
That's what my
this is not something I give out.
Oh, well.
No, on Instagram I'm called You Don't Know Doug.
Oh,
yeah. Because Doug Benson was taken, of course.
Of course.
Yeah. And on Snapchat I'm Doug Loves Chattin'.
Are you an active Snapchatter?
I don't take snaps at all, but I look at them.
I don't understand how to use it yet.
I feel so old every time I use it and I'm like, what am I doing? It's just gonna disappear. And then they have all the fun things you can do, and just why I feel like I'm 70 years old talking about this. It's not for me. It's for the kids.
All right. But Wayne's got his festival. It's cinefamily.org is where you go to get tickets. And which of the movies is like on the verge of selling out or has any sold out yet?
I don't check. I know that sounds crazy, but
you don't want to be superstitious about it.
Yeah, not until the week before. I don't even look at that stuff. But
all right.
You know.
But they all seem like they'd be pretty popular.
And thank you again for doing it. Always a
pleasure.
Yeah,
So,
Willie Wine, looking forward to that. What do you remember? Because I'm not a huge fan. I love Gene Wilder in that movie.
Uh-huh.
But the movie, like, it's a little uncomfortable for me at times.
Okay, you're not invited. You're gonna have to sit this one out. Well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of meant to be a little uncomfortable. There's parts that are kind of nightmarish, and also just the notion of. But you know, you and I, we don't have kids, so we don't have to get too upset about it. But there is, like, you know, people raising their kids poorly, and then their kids get violently taken away. You know, it's there's a lot of lessons in the movie's chock with lessons. There's little people constantly chocolate? Telling you how to live your life. Yeah, it's chocolated full of lessons.
Yum.
And but also just like Gene Wilder, it's a one of a kind performance.
Yeah, no question.
There's
something kind of magical about that guy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and he shows up way too late in the movie. That's why we're interrupting it, because somebody's got to say something during Cheer Up, Charlie. Stop singing, lady, and get some real money to get your grandparents out of that bed.
So sad.
You're ready. You're loaded.
Yeah, load it up. A lifetime of anger. Just want to get to the good part.
So that's the end of the last day of May and the first couple days of April.
Yeah, yeah. And the mine's at 4:20, of course. That'll be nice time of day
for
that. Yeah, yeah. Cool up.
Hey.
Hi. Bajillion dollar properties. Roku, of course, the best place to look at
it. Sure. Check it out at CISO.com. My other producers are Scott Aukerman, Tom Lennon, and Ben Grant. And episodes...
Three losers.
Episodes 1 and 2 is out right now. New episodes come out every Thursday. We've got great guest stars. Jason Mantzoukas, Andy Richter, Casey Wilson, so many greats. Also starring Paul F. Tompkins with a lot of great up-and-coming improvisers. So please check it out.
Amazing people in the cast. And you got who's seen some already? You guys been watching it?
Yeah, nice.
All right. What do I got to plug? I'll throw in one more. Why not? San Francisco Countdown to 420 show. It's my annual Countdown to 420 where we treat it like New Year's and stop the show at midnight and go outside and smoke weed. So that's April 19th at Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco. Thanks again to my guests, Eliza Schlesinger, Wayne Fetterman, and Kulap Vilaysack. And as always, Doug, your Bugs Life poster is just there on the floor if you want it back. You gotta talk to her about the anaconda. Feels like she wants to keep that. As always, at real Donald Trump, hashtag make Donald Trump again, is a shithead.
Yes, he is.
And everyone in the Costco parking lot is a shithead. Eyes of both is viewing prowess makes him foggy. There's no room.